من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم لهم نصيب من الملك فإذا لا يؤتون الناس نقيرا أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما. In the previous ayats, Allah explained about the Bani Israel, the Jews in particular, that though they have been given part of the kitabs of Allah Ta'ala, that is the Torah, but they still believe in Shaitan and in idols. That is, they supported the Quraysh of Mecca, who believe in idols, etc. So in that terms, Allah explained that they are also part of that same. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates any nation, then he is counted by Allah amongst those people. So they imitated the Quraysh of Mecca in that they worshipped, they made sajda to the idols of the Quraysh. So Allah said they are also just like them, equal in that sin. And in that, as we explained, we should be very careful about the interfaith business. That when we do things like people of other religions, we go to their places of worship, they come to our place of worship, there is a very, very great sin. So we should be very careful about that. And worse than that, these people, the Jews, they said that the Quraysh of Mecca, in spite of worshipping idols, their religion is better than the religion of Islam. Whereas they also know that Islam teaches monotheism, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And how can a religion in which they worship idols be better than a religion in which the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is taught? After that, Allah explained how the curses of Allah descends upon them. Further now Allah says, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ. Kya unka kuch hissa hai sultanat mein? Have they got any share in sovereignty? That is, in running the world, running country, etc. In other words, they don't have no share. As in other ayahs, Allah says, disgrace and humiliation has been stamped on them, the Jews, and so they won't have anything. Israel is not a country of the Jews. It is fully with the backing of America and England, etc. If they don't have that backing, Israel will not stand for one moment. So Allah says they don't have any share of government anywhere. فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. پھر تو یہ انہیں دیں گے لوگوں کو ایک سل برابر. And if they have any government anywhere, their stinginess is such that they won't give a person even a sesame seed, a small little seed they won't give anyone. And if the stinginess of the Jews is famous, that they won't share anything with anyone, so they won't have any place as to where they rule. And if they have to have, then one great evil quality of theirs will be manifest, their stinginess. And another terrible quality that they have, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. یا حسد کرتے ہیں لوگوں کا اس پر جو دیا ہے ان کو اللہ نے اپنے فضل سے. They make حسد, jealousy. Those are the two things. One is the stinginess and the other is the jealousy. And they are jealous of people because of what Allah has given to them out of His kindness. Particular reference here is made that Allah had given Nabuwat to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was an Arab, and they were very, very jealous of this, because all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came through his son Ishaq alayhi salam, and from the Yaqub alayhi salam, who is known as the father of the Anbiya of all the Bani Israel, even Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, etc., all came in that line. On this line from Ismail alayhi salam, there was no Nabi, but the one final Nabi, the greatest Nabi came there, and that was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this they just could not accept. They were expecting all the time the last Nabi will be also from the Bani Israel, that is from the Jewish progeny. But when it happened, it came from the Arab progeny, they could not accept it. So this jealousy of theirs, Allah Ta'ala said, that they are so jealous on the Arabs and on the Muslims particularly, that Allah Ta'ala had given this great fazilat of Nabuwat to them. فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. So humne to di hai Ibrahim ke khandan mein kitab aur ilm. Allah says, we have given this this kitab, the kitabullah, the Quran Sharif, and the hikmah, all the knowledge, that is of hadith, etc., in the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is through his son Ismail alayhi salam, from in which line the Arabs came, and from whom Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. اور ان کو دی ہے ہم نے بری سلطنت. And we gave them a great government. Their government stretched from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina Sharif. It just started growing in the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr, in the time of Hazrat Umar, even much more. Hazrat Usman and Ali, and then it just carried on growing. And the Muslims ruled the world for a period of a minimum 700 years. But then afterwards, when they inclined to dunya, then Allah Ta'ala took it again away from them. So this is that great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given Islam, the Muslims, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Arabs. And that promise of Allah stands today also. If we will bring deen in our life, Allah will bless us with this great honor immediately. We don't need arms and ammunition. We don't need the power of a government and military power. What we need is to follow Allah Ta'ala's command and the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When on the time of the conquest of Baytul Muqaddas, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation, and our honor, when by which Allah has given us honor in this world, is the religion of Islam. How much we will have Islam in our life, so that we will have peace of mind, contentment of heart, respect and honor, and we will rule the world. And وَإِنْ لَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And if we seek this honor in any other way besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will once more disgrace and humiliate us. Therefore today we might be having a lot of professionals in the community, big businesses and rich people, lot of things of dunya, but we got no say anywhere whatsoever. All just because we haven't got Islam in our lives. We live our lives like the kuffar. Our dressing is like them. Our education system is like them. Almost everything like them. Therefore, we don't have this respect and honor. And it is easily available to us, just a matter of bringing the proper sunnat lives in our life, and Allah, on account of that, Allah will give us honor again. And Allah will make us the leaders of the nations and the leaders of the world if we bring Islam into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.